I mean, I have considered very carefully all the issues in the application. I've spent the last 4 months walking down South Bank along Queen's Walk at various different times of the day, and I've come to the conclusion that I can't support the recommendation to grant permission for the following reasons. Firstly, there is a view that this is about regenerating the South Bank. I don't believe that that is necessary because the South Bank is already a highly successful venue. There are at least 10 visitor attractions there. Secondly, the level of congestion. When I was along the South Bank a couple of Sundays ago, late October at about 5 o'clock, it is absolutely chock-a-block full of people by the London Eye. And I'm a fit and able-bodied person to get along. Anybody with any sense of disability or in a wheelchair, it is impossible to get through there. And I think having an extra 3 million visitors would make South Bank actually would reduce the enjoyment. So I don't accept it's going to add to pedestrian immunity or encouraging walking. Quite the reverse. It is not difficult to cross the river. You can cross the river by Waterloo Bridge, Hungerford Bridge, Westminster Bridge, and the Millennium Bridge. The experience from the London Eye shows there is a huge number of issues relating to waste management, utilities, a whole range of different issues. Fifthly, the diagrams show that it will partially obscure the views of St Paul's Cathedral. There have been serious objections from IBM and ITV, and I know a huge amount of work has gone into this, but there are 46 conditions in the report. And I say this as one of the longest-serving members of this council, a former ward councillor, I'm a supporter of the Garden Museum and a member of the Ramblers Association. But I just do not think this proposal is going to add to the amenity and enjoyment of the South Bank. Indeed, I think it's going to make it worse. And for those reasons, I should be voting against.